I'm here to listen. Why am I walking on this way?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode one of Muse's AT podcast, where you can relive my epic journey with me. This is Muse, and what follows is my Appalachian Trail story. What we're going to do in this podcast is we're going to follow along the entries in my trail journal, which I wrote when I was on trail last year in 2025. And you can read that in its entirety at trailjournals.com. I'll put a link in the show notes that accompany each episode, probably to the journal entry specific to that episode, but you can navigate trail journals as you want from there. The format that we're going to follow is we're going to have an intro each time, similar to what I'm doing right here, and then we're going to read the entry, and then I'll do some commentary after that entry. And we'll get into a little more detail about what we're really doing on this podcast after that first entry. The next piece of the intro segment, after we get a brief overview of the episode like I just did, will be to read a haiku. As you'll hear later in this episode, and even more so later in the trek, haiku was an important part of my journey. Truth is, I didn't preserve all or really even many of the haikus that I wrote on trail. The ones I put in the shelter logs were just kind of given out to the universe. But I've actually been journaling in haiku for a number of years, which is why I made this part of my hike. In many ways, I was reconnecting with that practice. Today's haiku is from February 1st, 2025. The roots of being distill who and what I am and am becoming. The next and final thing that I want to do in each intro segment, and this one will probably dwindle over time, is to define some terms. Because I don't know, as far as the listening audience, some of you may be relatively new to hiking, and if not new to hiking, at least new to hiking the Appalachian Trail. In any case, there are going to be some terms that come up, and I want to give a quick definition of that before we get into the entry, because I wasn't always quite as kind to my readers back in 2025 when I originally wrote those entries. Okay, getting into it, the first term that we come to is SOBO, S-O-B-O. A SOBO is a southbound hiker, so somebody who starts in the north and heads to the south, like I was, as you'll hear in the entry. In my commentaries, you'll probably hear me say southbounder rather than SOBO most of the time, just because I don't want to be misunderstood or create confusion when I talk about a SOBO, which is any southbounder, versus a SLOBO, which is the name that my trail family gave itself. Which brings me to the next term. Something that does come up in this episode is the idea of a trail family, or sometimes called tramily for short. I've never really liked tramily as much as trail family, honestly. Just like to, you know, say the whole words. But that's probably reflective of my age, potentially. I don't know. Anyway, a trail family is a group of hikers who have come together and hike a good portion of the trail together, and you become very close with your trail family. And my trail family, as I just mentioned a moment ago, was called the Slobos. We kind of put that together from the idea that we weren't out there necessarily to make pace, plus we were Sobos, southbounders. So that's trail family. The next thing, actually, I'm not really taking them very much in order, but the next term that I have in the entry after SOBO is AT. It's literally the next word or acronym that's said. Well, AT, I would imagine if you press play on this podcast, you probably know what that is, but that is the Appalachian Trail. That would be the long trail stretching from Katahdin Mountain in Maine down to Springer Mountain in Georgia. The next thing that I've got there is the idea of trail names. That actually comes up in the entry, and it comes up again in the commentary, because my trail name is Muse. A trail name is a persona that you kind of bring up on the trail. Often you get your trail name early in the hike, maybe something goofy that you did early on, something like that, that kind of gives you this moniker throughout the rest of your hike. Another term that I mentioned, and actually I have already mentioned in this episode, is the idea of shelter logs. There are shelters. This is just a simple wooden structure. I mean, there's not much to it. At the same time, they can be greatly appreciated, so don't take me wrong there. There are shelters, and there are usually logbooks in these shelters, and this is a fun way for hikers to kind of leave an idea or something that they're having that day, or just a sentiment for the hikers that are coming up behind them, or potentially the hikers that are going the other direction. So that's something on shelter logs. And then a few of the place names that I'm mentioning here that I don't know if you would have context for. I mentioned Katahdin, I mentioned Springer. Those are the two ends of the Appalachian Trail. Mount Katahdin in the north up in Maine, Springer Mountain in Georgia down the south. And I also mentioned the 100-mile wilderness. Now, Katahdin is situated in a place called Baxter State Park in Maine. You leave Baxter State Park and you enter a stretch of trail that is 100 miles long before you get to the next really thing that you come to as far as civilization, a way to resupply, something like that. And so they call that the 100-mile wilderness. All right, with that, we will go ahead and jump into our very first entry. This is the end of your first intro section. February 23rd, 2025. Untitled. Pre-trail. Hello. My name is Joe, and I am starting a Sobo hike on the AT this June with my daughter, Haley. We do not yet have trail names, which is a question that came up often during our last prep hike back in December at Crowder's Mountain State Park near Charlotte, North Carolina. That was an awesome weekend. We met so many people that had some connection to the AT and had a number of great conversations. When we start our hike, Haley will have just recently graduated college. My wife, Carrie, has been awesome. Though I am a person with a pretty strong resolve, if not for her, I'm certain I would have succumbed to my doubts by this point. It is a daunting thing doing something like this in your 40s, with all of the responsibilities that go along with that. But this is happening, and soon. I can't wait, and I have my wonderful wife to thank for that. It seems an odd thing to say now, but I already can't wait for her to visit Haley and me out on the trail. My son, Evan, has been supportive in a different way. He and I have our past adventures backpacking, and I can't wait for his visits either. It will be like old times. My last day of work is April 25th. I have to say it is both a bit surreal and also scary to think about not being employed for the remainder of the year, but the April 25th date gives me a solid month to make sure I'm prepared for the adventure of a lifetime. I guess you can tell that I'm also super excited. At this point in my life, I have worked in corporate finance for over 20 years. I'm not quite sure what my career will look like after the trail, and I'm glad that I will have plenty of time to think that one through. Not a worry for right now. I think this post is already getting somewhat long, but I thought introductions were in order. I'll write again soon to talk about prep thus far. Suffice to say, in summary, that I feel like we're on the verge of being ready. Bye for now. All right, we're going to take a quick break to hear from the sponsors who help keep Muse's AT podcast on the trail. These are offerings that truly enhanced my thru-hike experience, so I'd really like you to check them out. Please look for and follow the links in the show notes to this episode. Looking forward to that lazy day on the couch, knocking down your Netflix queue, and wondering what to wear? Quick answer, wear something else. Summit Ready Apparel is clothing built for those who scramble over jagged rocks, reach the peaks, and actually enjoy getting caught in a torrential downpour. If you're someone who doesn't mind the elements and has the grit to crush the next segment anyway, look no further than Summit Ready to match your restless trail spirit. Check out the catalog at summitreadyapparel.com and get ready for your next adventure. That's summitreadyapparel.com. Looking for your next great trail read? Walk Uphill is a powerful story about leaving the emptiness of modern corporate life behind and finding a completely new beginning on the Appalachian Trail. It's about discovering what life can look like when you embrace freedom, lighten your load, and take it step by relentless step. I actually read this book myself during a couple rest days in Gorham, New Hampshire, right after conquering the brutal terrain of southern Maine. I literally couldn't put it down. I read it from cover to cover in 2 days. The book chronicles the real-life events of the author, Bounced a Hiker, in a twisty, shocking, edge-of-your-seat story that even the most imaginative fiction writer couldn't make up. Just a quick content warning, there is definitely adult material in this book, so I wouldn't recommend buying it for your 10-year-old's birthday. But if you're looking for a gripping, raw trail adventure, I highly recommend Walk Uphill by Bounced a Hiker. You can find it easily on Amazon by searching Walk Uphill Book, or just click the direct link in the show notes of this episode. Okay, let's jump right in. I've got a few things that I want to do in this first episode of the podcast, but before we get there, I want to start with a few acknowledgments. As you'll hear in due course if you follow me on this journey, I owe a debt of gratitude for my hike to a great many people, and I aim to thank those people as the story unfolds, and undoubtedly I'm going to accidentally leave a few out. I may have taken the steps, but there are literally hundreds of people who played important roles in my Appalachian Trail story and fueled my way to Springer Mountain. The acknowledgments I'm going to do right here are for the podcast itself. First, I want to recognize a friend of mine that I met on trail called Bounce. Bounce, a trail author himself, gave me the inspiration to get my story out there. And as of the time I'm recording this, he actually has no idea that I'm doing it. So he'll probably be as surprised as anyone when this airs to hear that this story is being told in podcast form. But in any case, Bounce, thank you for giving me that initial nudge. Next, I want to call out my Slowbo crew. Slowbos is the name that we gave our trail family, forming early in the hike with four of us in Cheshire, Massachusetts, and ending at Springer Mountain as a group of eight. And you'll get to meet the Slowbos as we go. The Slowbos also served as my beta listeners, and I want to especially acknowledge a few of my Slowbo folks here, Ratatouille and Margo Polo, for your critiques. Thank you for helping me form this into the podcast that I am happy to put out into the world. Utog and Foggy Froggy for some enthusiastic words of encouragement along the way, keeping me going, along with Silly Putty, who I'm separating from those two because I actually want to mention that she gave me all of the music that you're hearing on this show for my use. And my final beta listener, also giving huge help in the form of feedback, will be my original hiking partner on the trail, my daughter Haley. Thank you all for your contributions to this endeavor. Because of you, the adventure continues. Initial thank yous out of the way, now I want to get into introductions and give you a bit of an idea of what you're getting into, dedicating this episode to giving an overview of the hike as a whole. My name is Muse. That is my trail name. As the entry stated, my actual name is Joe. Taking a trail name is one of those fun little pieces of trail culture that you'll come across. We're all on a journey of discovery of some sort. And a trail name gives you a new persona for the trip, maybe even who you really are when you're stripped down to the bare basics like a through hike will do for you. My trail name indicates that I was doing a fair amount of writing on the hike. I had my online journal. I also had a physical journal that I was carrying with me, and I was leaving haikus in a lot of the shelter logs. And all of that material will eventually be a lot of what I'm leaning on as I come to make this podcast. By way of introduction, I am now 48 years of age. 23 years ago, married my college sweetheart, Carrie, and we had two children, Haley and Evan, who I mentioned in today's entry. Haley graduated college last year and set off on the hike with me, climbing Katahdin and braving the 100-mile wilderness. But after a little bit of life discernment, she ultimately would leave the trail for months in Maine on the southern edge of the wilderness. More to come on that as we get closer to those events. As I mentioned in the entry, I am a finance guy, having spent over 20 years in that space, and took a sabbatical last year to hike the trail, something that I'd been thinking about over the course of the 7 years leading up to that point. This podcast, as stated in the intro, is going to recount from my online journal, which I kept up daily on trail. In each episode, we'll do an intro, go into the entry or entries for that day, and then on the back half of the episode, I'll give some color, either behind the entry or a post-trail update or whatever seems relevant to the material of the day that we're reviewing. I say entry or entries because sometimes you'll find that I will stack up a couple of entries to make a full episode. And in particular, I'll do that here in the beginning going forward starting next episode, just to get us on trail a little bit quicker. And then in the midst of all these entries, I'm going to try and break things up a little bit by inviting guests onto the show, mainly my friends that I met along the way, aiming in that way to get an interview episode every sixth episode or so. If I drop an episode every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, then we do an interview every other Friday, if that's how it all falls into place. And we might do another couple of things too, like one of the things I might see if I get some good recordings from Trail Days in Damascus, where I'm headed in a couple of weeks. All told, if I've done the math right and everything falls into place, we're probably on this journey for about a year and a half to the latter part of 2027 as we get in depth about my 2025 hike. Now let's talk a little bit more about that hike. This episode, I want to frame up the hike itself, and I'm going to try to devote much of the commentary next episode to my prep time and maybe the following to my post-hike experience as we unfold the journal entries that lead us up to those first steps on trail. My hike started on June 5th, 2025, and ended December 17th. The Appalachian Trail spans just under 2,200 miles across 14 different states. Laying this out real quick through my own experience, first of all, as a southbounder, I started the trek in the wilderness of Maine, spending roughly 5 weeks there before crossing over to New Hampshire on July 13th. The amazing state of New Hampshire took me just over 3 weeks until August 5th, and then the rest of August took me through Vermont, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. I then crossed over the state line into New York and got a ride down into the Big Apple for Labor Day weekend. And in September, then hiked through New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and West Virginia, crossing over into Virginia on the 29th of September. Virginia boasts the largest length of trail, about 550 miles, a full quarter of the trail. By this time, though, I was hitting my stride and hiked Virginia in about 5 weeks, crossing over into Tennessee on November 6th. Then the final three states, Tennessee, North Carolina, and into Georgia to the southern terminus, takes us to December 17th, finishing up in the Christmas season. When laying out a high-level view of my hike, I need to not only go through all of the states, but also talk about my various stops along the way or visits that I got along the trail, because it was pretty significant. And these really kind of form, in many senses, a basis of sort of a planning framework, if you will. Taking these in order, first, lunch with my friend Katrin in Portland, Maine, where Haley and I flew in to make our way to the beginning of the trail. Then my first family visit was Rangeley, Maine, where Carrie and Evan came to see me over 4th of July weekend. Next visit was a friend, Fernando, that I met in the 100 Mile Wilderness. I visited him and stayed at his home for a night as I crossed over from Vermont into Massachusetts. Carrie and Haley then joined me in New York City, and then we actually even met up with Ratatouille and Utog, two of the Slobos that I mentioned earlier. It was really cool to introduce Carrie and Haley to my trail friends. First stop in Pennsylvania was my cousin Ron and his wife Karen. That was a stop that I had planned out with him from the beginning. I actually remember calling him from the airport on the 1st of June as we were flying up to Maine. And this was really one of the milestones that I was aiming for early on, forming what I will kind of name the Pennsylvania Sprint. And we'll talk about that when we get there, of course. And then my friend John, a good friend of mine, his family and Pacer, I met them a week later in Western Pennsylvania. We'll actually get an intro to John and Pacer next episode. The next thing was a hiker gathering in Northern Virginia, where I reunited with a number of southbounders that I had met previously on the hike. And then not too long after that, maybe 2 weeks, met Carrie and Haley again as they came and visited me in the middle of Virginia. And then on the Virginia-Tennessee border, another friend of mine named John, came to visit me. We did some hiking and knocked off some Tennessee miles. And then I met my family again in Irwin, Tennessee. That would have been Carrie, Haley, Evan, and Evan's girlfriend, Dylan. And then Haley and Evan came to hike the last mile up Springer with me. That was a lot, I know, but that was my attempt to sort of frame up the hike in a nutshell. So I hope you took good notes. No, just kidding. We'll hit all of those events again as we get there in the narrative. And I think that's a wrap for episode one. It's great to have made this introduction. I'm excited to be doing this and just as excited to have you along. Please click follow or subscribe in your podcast app of choice to get notified when new episodes drop. And hit me up on Instagram by following Muse Hikes or email me at museatpodcast@gmail.com. Either way will be a great way to give me some feedback and also ask any questions. Until next time, this has been Muse. Thank you for walking with me and happy trails.